Chapter 5. The Bible Enters My Life. Among them, I grew especially close to my friend Indupali Shambhabu. One time, this friend told me to read the Bible. Even before that, my elder brother had given me a New Testament and asked me to read it. But I never managed to. The reason was that the genealogy at the start of the Gospel of Matthew stopped me from reading any further. I shared this with my friend. He gave me, as a gift, a complete Bible containing both the Old and New Testaments, and told me to begin instead with Proverbs. Proverbs drew me in. As I read it, parallel Telugu verses and Sanskrit shlokas kept coming to mind. Proverbs held me completely captive. I read it with great devotion. After that, I read the Gospels. Christ's manifesto, given on the mountain, moved me far more than the Communist manifesto ever had. From there, I grew willing to go with my friend to gospel meetings and gatherings. As I grew willing to attend gospel meetings through my friends, I drifted further and further from communism. It was around this same time that my mother, Sarama, arranged my marriage to her niece. My wedding and my sister's wedding were both held on the very same day, at the very same hour, at my maternal uncle's house in my native village of Puduru, in West Godavari district. After that, I gradually reduced my activities within the Communist Party. After I began attending gospel meetings and reading the Bible, one question rose up in me. Why had my elder brother become a devoted follower of Christ? After his marriage, he and his wife had longed for children. Coming from a Hindu family, they had made vows to the countless gods. Whatever advice anyone gave them, they followed it faithfully. Even so, they were met only with disappointment where children were concerned. A Christian sister who observed all this first introduced Christ to my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law yielded to her words and began praying to Christ. Later, though my brother knew of it and did not approve, he too, for the sake of having children, appealed to the Lord. A few months later, their prayers were answered. First they were given a son, and after that, a daughter, as God's gift of children. This was a wonderful work God did in my elder brother's household. When I learned of this, I was reminded at once of the Samadhi verse, Miswata, the relative who is of no use to you when you need him. Bows and grants you a boon. The horse that will not carry you into battle should be given up at once. O Sumati, this verse brought me comfort. The reason they came to trust in the Lord was not that any other god had granted them a boon when they bowed to it, but that the blessing given by the Lord Christ Himself was what let them come to trust Him. It gave our families the courage and the strength to testify that Christ alone is the God who grants blessings. Every time I read the Bible, all sorts of other things would come to mind alongside it. For example, when I read Proverbs chapter 17, verse 12, it says, "Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs, rather than a fool in his folly," Bharchari's verse, as translated by the poet Inugula Lakshmana Kavi. Read something like this: "Striving, you may draw oil from sand. Struggling, you may drink water from a mirage in time. You may even win the rabbit's horn, but you cannot win over the mind of a fool." The close kinship between that verse and this proverb set my mind racing. I developed a deep fondness for the Bible. The more I read Proverbs, the more my desire to read grew. I found in Proverbs the truths of life and all the wisdom a person could need. I made the Bible my very own. At one place I read, "One who is surety for a stranger will suffer for it. and I was struck completely still. I once heard of a dispute in our town. Two men came before an elder for judgment. One man had vouched for another and gotten him a loan. Because the loan went unpaid, the person who had given the loan pressed the man who had stood as guarantor to pay it back instead. The guarantor's father grew furious and, in the common village manner, hurled the insult. Standing surety and grazing on grass, as good as calling him a fool for it. That very insult sits close to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 18. In this way, so many things, from Genesis all the way through to Revelation, began appearing to me with striking clarity. After studying the Bible in this way, I came to believe in it completely. I came to believe that God exists. And I came to know clearly that He is Christ. I no longer needed to go chasing after arguments, but whatever I had come to believe, I now believed it fully. Drawing on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21, "Test everything, hold fast to what is good," I accepted Christ in my heart.